Still up. Said very nice things about himself. Ne'um Shemeya Imre Keil Yedeya Das Elyon. Bilam referred to himself as a Yedeya Das Elyon. Torah doesn't put a place of Sheker. So that means there's truth in that. Bilam was a Shemeya Imre Keil, definitely was. And Bilam was a Yedeya Das Elyon. From Idach Gisa, there's a very interesting Zohar. The Zohar says, Simon, he says, why did he say Bilam said on himself, Hagufa, that Bilam said on himself, the Yedeya Das Elyon, Simon de lo yoda klum. A Simon that you don't know anything is Shibuche Shoita Balaveris Kula Isbin. What do you call it? The fact that this, he's a Shoita, he's a Balaveris, he has all the Averis Kula Isbin. Right, the Shoita, this guy who's Mishabeach himself, that he's a Yedeya Das Elyon. He's a Yedeya Das Elyon. Okay. Now, on the one hand, it's true, he was a Yedeya Das Elyon. The Sifri in Dvarim, Chazal, we know, everyone knows this. They come be Yisrael, it says, be Yisrael, they come, Avo B'Umbas Ha'ilam, come. A Novi on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu did not rise in Klal Yisrael, but amongst the Goyim, you did have Mumus Ailam Kup, Ba'ez says that Bilam Ben Bar. So this, it's true, Yedeya Das Elyon. The Darga of Nevuah, in a sense, in one aspect at least, of the Nevuah of Bilam was perhaps greater than that of Moshe. And on the other hand, Shaita Balaveris Kula Isbe. Shaita, Shebuche Shaita, Bilaber himself, Balaver Kula Isbe. It's called that he Layoda Klum, it's called. This Yedeya Das Elyon. So the Zohar is made on him lo yada klum, gone is given to do nothing with nothing. He can rattle you off everything the Eibishter thing. He can rattle you off every shtickle Torah about anything and everything lo yada klum. You have to know what that means. He was misgoa ba'atzma, even though he didn't have anything. He was empty and he was misgoa ba'atzma, these things, but we know they're true. Like come Yisraelam, boom, so I didn't come. So Tzadik has a sefer called Divrei Seferim. Sefer Divrei Seferim, Eis Tesvav, Tzadik writes as follows. And this is a very, very important yisai to everybody. Ikur ha-chochma v'ha-yediyah. When do you have a musik of chochma, real chochma, and yediyah? Yediyah, you know, the yediyah, the term yediyah is used not just to know, but yediyah is a lashon chibur. Yediyah is chibur. When you say yediyah sa-chochma, it doesn't just mean that you possess the knowledge that you understand the Chachma. You didn't mean you're mitchaber with the Chachma, you're mischaber with the Chachma, you and the Chachma become one, you're davuk Chachma. So Tzadok says like this, Ikir ha-Chachma v'ha-yediyah ka'asher nivla'as b'lev. When the Chachma becomes absorbed in the lev, it becomes part and parcel of the pumping heart of the person, the Torah is there. By Sha'amr, like same thing like in Bilam, sort of, by Dayag Adoymi, the Torah me'asofa v'lachutz. That his Torah was, there's Torah, but his Torah was me'asofa v'lechutz, from the lips and outwards. V'loy b'lev. V'rachmano liba boy. Rachmano liba boy. She'yia nivla b'lev. V'halev nimshach achar hayediyah v'achochma. That the lev pumps, goes after the yediyah and the chochma that's in the lev. That's what's pumping through the whole chiyus that's being pumped in the chiyus of Torah. V'zenikra, that's the idea that you have in a pasuk. It says, "Belev kol chacham lev nasati chachma." How do you have a chacham lev if you didn't have the nasati chachma yet? Right. So the chacham lev, I'll show you mekayrus and mishenim. Chacham lev means like he's teaching like this. That's chacham lev. What does it mean? It's not talking about the chachma that you possess. The chacham lev is it's the when is it nasat the. The lev is the tshuka of the lev for chachma is so great that the whole thing is just to get chachma and to get more. That's what he says. V'zeo hanikra chacham lev. Shenemar b'chol chacham lev chacham u'b'chol chacham lev nasati chachma. The lomdu mizem b'haroyin. More brachos daf nunei learns from there. The loyoyv chachma se'ela lechakimin. V'akavona, what does that mean? You only give chachma to people with chachma. So how do they get the chachma if you only give it to people? How do they get the chachma in the first place if you only give chachma to people with chachma? V'akavona lefishu mikabel hachachma b'libur. To people who are nisbatel and want to be mikabel the chachma in the leiv, that's called the chacham leiv. That the leiv desires, the leiv needs to live for its existence, the leiv needs chachma. Shezenikra chacham. That's called a chacham. A chacham is somebody that he's mechubar to the chachma, that his essence is that chachma satayr. Avol misofa v'lechut, but somebody who isn't mischaber to the tayr, that his chukah of the leiv is not tayr, and it's just an external endeavor, it's just intellectual stimulation, it's an external endeavor, no matter what you know, nikra ksil. It's called a fool. Shenemar, mishle yudalit, pasuk yudgimu, lamed gimu, b'leiv nova in tanua chachma. Leiv nova in tanua chachma. Chachma will rest. Find a place that that's its mokum. Ubekerev kzilim taida tivoda. So what does he say? Vareisha yesh by chachma v'taida. The kzil has the taida. Umikol mokum is called the kzil. How if he has the chachma? Leiv kol chachma kzil taida. Why is he? Why does he have the chachma if he's a kzil? V'she'enei beleiv. Oz tanuach ma'she'en. Oz tanuach. If it's beleiv, then it's tanuach. It'll stay. It'll be kaveh itself there. He doesn't want his lave, the chukah of his lave is not chachma. He just wants whatever taivas lave he has. He quotes here, this is the, he quotes our Zohar. Simon the Abilam, Simon the Layoda Klum Shibuchi. Once you spoke it out, you retain nothing from it. If you have the chachma and you internalize it, and you are one, so you always have that. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you have that chachma. You are then the Torah of the mensch is that it's a chachma. If you possess an external knowledge, so today you know it, tomorrow. It's like last week's Tysus, right? And then tomorrow you come back and you have no idea. Oh, did I ever learn this before? Because it doesn't become part of it. What does that mean? It's true. He possessed that knowledge. Yeah, he knows that, and he knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oyev Yisrael, and he knows that Heim Kayomim La'Oil Mayad. Im Kolzeh, he still gave Eitzes to destroy Klal Yisrael and Eitzes. Why? Because that Yediyah, it wasn't internalized. That wasn't part of who he was. That was an external thing. Yeah, I know, okay, got it, fine. But it means nothing. Even with every Yediyah, Das Elyon Lechadam Iliyah, it's Eitzes Lachshilam Neged Ratzon Hashem Yisbarach. Ki HaRishoyim Rishus Liban. Ve'ein ha'leiv nimshach achar yediyas ha'emes. She'tzorich rak ha'chochma. She'nimshach es balkarche. That's a leiv from the leiv. And from the leiv ha'tomeh it doesn't go. Valkeim, since their leiv is a leiv tomeh, ein mishkan l'chochma l'nuach boy. Elo lishtach. So the best they can do with the chochma is to be proud of themselves and say, Yama yedeh das elyon, I possess this chochma. The real chacham doesn't have to say that's Elyon. The real chacham is him. That's it. Right. So he ain't mishkan lechachma. The only place where their chachma manifests itself lanuach boy is elal ishtabeach bilvad. V'chol ruchay and all of his ruach yaitzik sil v'lay nisher by klumen. He'll be left with nothing from it. V'zeh simon. And if that happens, Taka, and you see that it's a simon that he never had it. The layoda be'em is klum. It never became part of his life. If your heart's pumping tires, then your heart's pumping tires. So it's not klum. She'ein nikri yediyah klal liyas be'mishkan hadas, raku aymer yediyah das elyon. Hadas hu elyon, yediyah das elyon. There's a das of elyon. To me, it has nothing to do. I know what's going on there. You know, I have inside information over there, and insider trading. I know what's going on with the Rabbeinu Shalom, what's going to go down. Okay, fine. That's a part of it. That happens. It's in that. That's Yodea Das Elyon. What do you call it? It's Elyon. It's still Das Elyon. It's not in me. Yodea Satoira, Yodea Sachachma means it's part and parcel of you. That the lave is shaking for Torah and the lave pumps Torah. Adhechon, I'll show you this in a couple of places. It's a very relevant for anybody, really. There's a At kama that a person is not mashkin the chachma beliboy, that the whole pe'ulas alev should be just for chachma, then the chachma is not mischaber to the lev, then you have nothing. The lev has to become a mishkin of chachma, otherwise you're exil. If you happen to possess this chachma, so here today, go on tomorrow. It's nothing. You happen to know it. Together with Chacham Lev, there's a Sipurna. But by Midbar Chav Zayim Chav Ches, and it talks about Take Yeshua, Isha She Ruach Boy. So there's a Sipurna. Chacham Shem Levis used to mention the Sipurna many times. What does it mean, Isha She Ruach Boy? Mucham Lekabel Pnei Or Melech Chaim. That the Lev is Mucham Lekabel Pnei Or Melech Chaim, Asher Hi Melech Chaim Ki Inyu. He touches up the Chacham Lev is Muchan Lekabo Pnei Or Melecha. That's what the Lev is prepared. The Lev is meant for, right? It's meant to be Mekabo Or Pnei Melechaim. That it's not just the Chacham, it's Or, the Emes of Torah, and that's what the Lev wants. And Ramela, once it's there, what everything the Lev pumps and gives existence to the whole goof is all coming Mekayach that Chacham Satayr. There's Rabbeinu Yoina in Ovis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, and the Mishnah Ezu Chacham Halomed Mikolodim. So Rabbeinu Yoina says very sharp things that are bringing out this point. Amru Chachmei Ha'umas, Ki Hayoidea Kol HaChachmas. Here's one good thing that comes out of the Chachmei Ha'umas. Hayoidea Kol HaChachmas, somebody who possesses the knowledge of all the Chachmas, Im Eino Oyehev HaChachma. If you don't love the Chachma and you don't become one with the Chachma, ein Chacham ela tipish. You could be Yedei Kol HaChachmas, but if you're not Oyhev Es HaChachma, if you don't internalize the Chachma and the Ava, the Echad, you become one with the Chachma, so then ein Chacham ela tipish. What does it mean? It's a Hagdar of the Mensch. You could know Chachma, but doesn't make you into a, it doesn't make the Gavra into a Chefz of a Chacham. Right. It doesn't make you into a chacham. For the gavra to be a cheft of a chacham, the Torah has to be a chelak of the mensch. As a mensch, you can know whatever you want. You can rattle ritzvahs and rashbahs and rambams and ravins and maybe even Reb Chaims as much as you want. Right? As much as you want. What's to tzuch b'leiv? That doesn't say what defines you. If you chacham as a Torah of a person, what defines you is that you are one with the chacham. Person who has all that knowledge, but if he's not oyev es achachma in achachma la tipish, achar she'ena oyev es achachma, ki hu hadas, because that's what the das, that the chibur, that's the thing that makes a mensch tick. Achar oyev esa. He says a beautiful thing. But someone who's oyev chachma, who misave leha, and is misave for chachma, afal pi she'ena yedea klum hareze nikra chacham. Shall call upon him because he will eventually tasig el achachma amitis v'das elikim timtza because you have that cheshen. V'alze Amar ben Zayma, that's how he teaches the Mishnah. Eze uchacham halomed mikol adam shekol kach oyev hachachma umisave oleha sheshoya lechol adam. Yes, anybody, any dvar chachma. Some guy, one thing to get to drink up everything. Now it's this idea that the chacham is a tire of the mensch, chacham lev. That's a Torah of the mensch. The chachma you possess, that's a separate child. Are you a chacham or not? Because of this taich, you can have a person who amasses tremendous knowledge and is called a tipish, and you can have someone who has no knowledge, but he's a chacham lev, and he has a thirst for knowledge, and he's gathering knowledge, and that person, while he hasn't gathered it yet, that person, the Torah of that person is that he's a chacham. Af misha ye'ena ye'ideya. He goes to somebody that's halomed mikol adam. The guy, there's some guy that knows one thing. I have to know that thing. We have to know that thing. You can live till 120 without knowing. No. The chachma. I have to have the chachma. That tshuka to the chachma. That person's a chachma. If you're misave le chachma, then you'll be masik the chachma. You're called already now a chachma. And if you have the chachma and you're not ayev, you call it that tipish and exil, even though you. This was ingrained in Klal Yisrael from the outset that should be, to give Klal Yisrael the Kalim, that should be how they're kind of Torah. And to become people of Torah, that their etzim pumping of the blood is Torah. the Chazal say, I've seen a few places, Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas B'Shalach, it's Aleph, Mem Shana Bamidbar, Afilu Ma, Ochlu Man, V'Shosu Mei Be'er. Ochlu Man, which is a Lechem Hashemai, right? What do you call it? And Shosu Mei Be'er, Kedei, it's Lashon of the Medrash Tanchuma, Kedei She'Yivla Divrei, Yivla Divrei Teira B'Teich Mei Eyeh. Interesting Lashon. He absorbed the Teich Mei Eyeh. I mean, they lived in a thing, not a physical existence. They lived; they didn't have to do anything else, and they got lechem, which is called lechem of lamala, and mayim that came from a nest. All to not teva, to have the just whole thing, or just tire. They're having all valda that should become nivla batzmaisa. What do you need? That should be nivla batzmaisa, because the matara of tire is not just to amass a knowledge of tire. The Torah of Torah is to become one with the Torah, that the definition and the very essence of the mensch is Torah. That's what Arba'in B'Midbar is worth. Mem Shana B'Midbar Achlu Man V'Shasu Me'Be'er Kedei She'Yivlo Divrei Torah B'Teich Me'Ehem. And that's this you say. Divrei Torah has to be a chelik of the Etzem Metzias of the person. There's a Mishnah in Abrais, Ovis, the Reb Nosson, Perek Chav Dalet, Halaymed Torah be Aldusay. I'm an old man, but I'm giving you good advice here from the office of Reb Nosson. Halaymed Torah be Aldusay Divrei Torah Nivloim Bedamov. Ziknusay, not so much. But I said, okay, what do you call it? So it's applicable for you. Halaymed Torah be Tzirusay, right? Nivloim Bedamov. It's the time that it should be Nivla Bedamov. Tana Bel Yozuta Perak Yudalid. Ain divrei Torah nivloim b'leiv adam ella b'mishehu oyef aleihem. Knock yourself out. Make yourself tired. Use the last kaychas, the last kaychas. Fall asleep on the shtender. Use the last kaychas for Torah. If that's your whole tshuka is for Torah, then it's nivla. That's the tachlis of the Torah. That the chacham leiv should fill the leiv with Torah. The Torah is what generates every movement and every breath of the person. This Tana Debel Yozuta. Very nice lashon. There's an interesting another tzaddik, nothing to do with this directly, but it's the same yesod. It's very nice. When we talk about it in Gemara, we talk about Aliba. This one is this. Aliba. What's the word Aliba? What's the word Aliba? Zokhtar tzaddik comes from the Lashon of Lev. Aliba, the Torah that comes, Mikayach the Lev, this person's chiyus, each person's different than the next person. Aliba to him, this from his heart comes this. This is what comes out from his essence of Torah. Every person. That's what's alluded to in this nusach of Aliba. That's also the Chayyar de Pshat. When you say, V'chaye oilam nota b'seichenu. Not just gave us to learn Torah. Nota b'seichenu. It's meant to be. The Chayyar oilam is Torah. Torah is Nitzchis. It's nota b'seichenu. It's taka b'seichenu mamash. B'seichenu daika. How? That's Torah Shabbal Peh. And I says, lest you think that I'm quoting some Chassidish Sefer on that. There's a tour, Sefer called Arba Turin. There's a tour in Aruch Chaim at the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Tes. He's Masbir. Asher Nosan Lanu Teres Emes V'Chaye Olam Nota B'Seichenu. Zok the Rebbe the tour, right? Asher Nosan Lanu Teres Emes is Teres Shabbat Spiksav. V'Chaye Olam Nota B'Seichenu is Teres Shabbat. Torah Shabbat, what you see is what's there. The Torah that it should become your Torah, that you internalize it, that's Torah Shabbat Peh. The Efsharos, to be the Chacham Leiv, to be Dovuk and Torah to the utmost, that's Torah Shabbat Chaye Olam, not Abisaychenu. It's also the Pshat we say in the Vol, saying, Hu Yiftach Libeinu Bisayrosa. It's not just that we should know. You see, afterwards comes Yosem Libeinu Mavasi Yirosa. Yiftach Libeinu B'Sayrosa. The heart has to be Torah. The Mishkan of Torah is the heart. The heart is what pumps the life into the person. That has to come. That has to be Torah. The person has to be Nizbatel to that. There's another Nekuda here, the same idea. You have to have at least one a week. This Fasemis in Parshas Chukas, Tafreish with Beis. Brings B'Shem D'Chidush HaRim. The Torah says, he tells to this, there's by Mazayin, there's a bracha lefaneh and a bracha l'achreah. Just like in the Suda, there's a bracha lefaneh and bracha l'achreah, the same thing is by Torah. K'moy b'Suda, she'yesh bracha lefaneh al ma'ashe hizmen, Hashem yizbarach lanu ha'eichel, u'l'achreah al ha'sviyah, Mashemekabel ha'odom ha'mozrin, that I have it in there and it's given me sustenance, right? It's forgiving me, giving me the sustenance for my chiyus. The same thing is lochein. That's why you see for the shear zman birchas ha'mozrin is over achas man equal ha'mozrin after it did its thing. Kach k'moichein yesh b'teira brachol achreo. The brachol achreo of birchas of teira is also like that. Amasha zeichin limshei chiyus midivra teira liyis nivla b'nefesh ha'odom. The same idea for the Torah, the sustenance that you got, that you internalized in your Ruchmi's Dika system, to be the Torah, that should be your Chiyus. That's the Bracha Lachrea of Torah. And then Hitaka says, the Sfasemis says, that's how the Torah Shabbat Peh. It's another place, there's a Posuk in Tilim, the Aleph, Posuk Beis. Kim b'seiros Hashem chefzoi v'teirosa yeg u'b'seirosa yeg. Zok Rashi, it's a Chazal. Show another Chazal in a minute. B'tchila he nikras teiros Hashem. Originally, it's called teiros Hashem. There's a steer in the pasuk itself. Kim b'seiros Hashem chefzoi u'b'seirosa yeg. It's teiros Hashem or is it teirosa? Zok Rashi b'tchila he nikra teiros Hashem u'mishe omal bo he nikras teirosa. Comes with the kinyan. It's not just something you know. That's yours. Right? It's yours. It becomes part of you. That it becomes teirosa. It starts out ki im seiros Hashem chefzei. If you have seiros Hashem chefzei and you're omel in it, it becomes teirosa. It becomes internalized. It becomes part of you. The very last pasuk of the very last novi is zichru teiros Moshe Avdi. The Yalkut Shemayni, Leis Tov Kuf Tzadik, he says there's zichru, same thing. Zichru teres Moshe Avdi, v'aloi teres Hashem hi. It's teres Hashem, it's not teres Moshe Avdi. Shenemar teres Hashem tmima. It's teres Hashem, it's teres Moshe Avdi. Elo lufishe nosa nafshei oleha nikras al shmoi. Nosa nafshei oleha nikras al shmoi. V'heichon matzinu she nosa nafshei o teira. Shenemar v'yi, v'ayim Hashem, arboim yoyim, arboim laylaf, v'lechem v'yochel ma'im v'yishosa. Same idea. It's nasa Torah delay. It becomes not Torah Hashem, but the Torah of Moshe Rabbein. Al Yedeshe Moser Nafshe. And I think just, well, Moser Nafshe in this term, I think there's a Poshet attached to it. It's interesting. So, it just means, yeah, he worked hard. It's just another description of, like, he worked his head off. And Moser Nafshe, I think, is very literally. Moser Nafshe. Moser Nafshe means, I have no Nef. I gave it up totally. I gave it up totally. I have no other existence than this. That's Moser Nafshe. I gave the Nafshe. Moshe Rabbeinu went, was like a malach, was mufka from everything else. It's a new chiyus. His whole chiyus, his whole metzias, the new metzias is a metzias until you're Moser, you're Nafshe. That's Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh in the real term, when you talk about Mesiris Nefesh of Yarag Val Yavar, right? So dead is dead, right? So then you gave your Nefesh up. Here it's also Shem Moser Nafshe. I gave up. There's no my Nefesh over here. There's no my nefesh over here. If you want, shidafke. So you can go. That's last week's parasha. Right? Name is Atzmai. I'll give it to you. That's this idea. That's this idea over here. You're meiser nafshei al zeh. I have no independent existence other than. So if I gave my nefesh and I'm still alive, what's my life now? What's making my heart beat? Tayr. Chokh misalev. That's meiser nafshei. That's what it takes. It becomes Torah delay. You have to be machshivit. If the Torah is not mischaber to the person, so then first of all, it's an external thing, and it'll just chalayim yo. If you did das elyon, it's das elyon. It goes. You're left being a ksil, a tipish, whatever. Like Chazal said about Zayigah, Dami, and Bilam, and Bilam. But it's more than that. It's not just that it goes. It's like it flies away, and he's a shaita. But it's more than that. What is it? Chutz from the fact that he's a shaita and not a chacham, there's another bad thing. Because if you have that, so then what does that mean? Your lave is governed by taivus. You know, yeah. You're a real Western civilization person, right? The lave is governed by taivus, and you have this idea, this possession, this knowledge of Torah. So not only that you're a tipish, the mensch is a tipish, right? But the chiyus, the kama that the chiyus of mensch is coming from tuma, the chiyus of mensch is coming from taivus. You're using the Torah, the koyach of the Torah, to further your taivus. To further your taivus. It's a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin, Beis Amud Beis, about Torah. Zocha nasas le sam chayim, loy zocha nasas le sam amavas. If Torah internalizes in your mitzvahs, is Torah and Torah is great. If you don't internalize it, you just have knowledge of Torah, you can twist it and turn it, not, and it looks like he knows, and he this, and he that, and he says this. If it's governed by Tumah, you just use it to further your Tumah. Bilam would be an example of that too, L'chayim. Right, someone who's shakua in Taifas of Gashmias and isn't machnas the Torah b'kir boy, so the chiyus and the kedusha that you get from Torah, it's used l'tumah and you're mesalaf it and you use it for the zitracha. So then, the more you learn, the more you're misgadol, the more you say I'm a yedeya daselian, and the more you're using it for your own purposes, the more you're becoming worse and worse and worse because of it. It's making you worse. That's the samamov shibay. That's the samamov shibay. V'hainu, that's what the Gemara says there. V'hainu the Omar Rava, the Oymen Lei, Sama de Chaya, the Loi Oymen Lei, Sama de Mofsa. Oymen, what does Omen mean? So the Marsha and Chidush Agoda there says you learn Lishmo. What's the Lashon of Amon? Oymen is like Amon is Emes. Right? Amon is Emes. I'm Shei Amon is Emes to the people. The Oymen Lei, that the person is the Emes of Torah, and it's pure for the Torah to have the pure Torah because that's what your neshama desires, for him it's a Samachai. The Loi Oymen Lei, if you're not approaching it as the absolute Emes, which I have to absorb because that's me, so then it becomes, then it's Taka Samamavas. Then it's Taka Samamavas. There's an interesting Mitzias, which L'chaira shouldn't, one would think, wouldn't be, but we've seen it around over the years. But look around in various places, walk into a shul and you see these people. You think they never set foot in yeshiva in their lives. They're like, you know, they're people. But amongst these people, there are communities like that even. That you look, ruba de ruba of them learned in yeshivas. They just learned in yeshivas. Be it in Eretz Yisrael, be it in there. They learned in yeshivas. They learned in yeshivas. And today, if you look at them, you can never tell that they learned in yeshivas. Right? They are they kaveh ayitim l'teira? No, but for sure not. Do they daven? That would be a maybe. Three times a day, doubtful, but Sibur, don't even think about it. But they learn yeshiva, where did it all go? But they learn yeshiva. I mean, I know, but people upon people upon people, where did it all go? The question is, what are you doing when you're learning yeshiva? If you're just amassing knowledge to be a yodeya das elyon, and you stay the same ksil, so it's chachaloyim yov. Right now you remember it. Right now you have it. But as time goes by, you forget more and more and more, more and more of that. And what's left? Zero. Nothing. Because you never. It didn't change you. It didn't take the mensch and make the mensch a chacham lev. That every chiyus that your neshama that your lev generates should be a chiyus of Torah. If it's not, so then you have the knowledge. Knowledge just goes. It's once it's asofa lechutz, like we called it, and it goes and it flies away and it's gone. There's no effect to it. The avoida, listen, certainly tzirim is nivla. When tzirim shalom du Torah is nivla beivoreim. These are you have to be the avoida has to be realized what you're doing when you're learning. To be a chacham leiv, your tshuva should be to learn to internalize it. To be a, the term ben Torah, it's everything these things are thrown around like they mean. That was ben Torah, literally. Let's say the Torah gave birth to this person, so the person's a ben Torah, right? But right, touch it however you want. What does that mean? So his genes are Torah. It's Torah in the genes. That's internalized. That doesn't have a difference. It's minasafo lechus that you say that the person stays the same all time. When the person, the leif stays the same as he always stays. And I want, yeah, I learned this and I learned this and I know this and I can tell you shas yashur v'hafuch and anigla nister, whatever you want, and it's all worth nothing. But Bilam was a yedeya das elyon and a heck of a lot of good that did him. It's nothing. You have to internalize it. You have to be a chacham leiv. It has to be nivla batzmuseya. That it has to be that what governs, what dictates your every move is Torah. Your machshavas are Torah. Your decisions are Torah. That's real limud haTorah. It has to be omel. It has to be meimis atzmai. It has to be mosar nafshay, the various lashaynas of the chazals we saw. All of those things, that's called, then the Torah becomes Torah delay. Then the Torah becomes what the Torah shebal peh. Sfasemis goes on and says Torah Dilemi is the Chidusha Torah. You say in Torah Shabbat Peh, that's your Egin, the Torah, whatever. But without that, in Torah Shabbat Peh Bechlal, you're Mischaber to Torah Shabbat Peh, you become a Chacham. The Torah of the person. A Chacham of Chacham is a Torah. That's what you're supposed to be. That person won't go wrong. That person is on a straight path. A Tipish, a Shaita, who amasses Talmudical knowledge, Yedeya Das Elyon. And how does that end? Chalmers.